Okay, we're doing the Chodesh HaAvodos, the Hakdama. We're actually coming up to the end of the Hakdama. We're going through his table of contents of the Sha'arim, where he gives us a one or two lines, a 60-second synopsis of what each Sha'ar is about. We're on page Yud Zayin. We're on page Yud Zayin, and let's see. Since each one's so short, we'll start from actually, I think we're up to the last three, right? We did Cheshvan HaNefesh also. Okay, I want to repeat Cheshvan HaNefesh because it's an important point here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom on that on page Yud Zayin. Gam Kasher His Chakesi Al Hasogas Amitas Chovoseinu L'Shem Yisad of Yisromam. So when I got into and again clarifying our obligations to Hashem and our mitzvahs, our miklos, our matzpunios, whether it's chovos eivorim or chovos halavavos, the yodati. So when I examined the mitzvahs, I realized lo yitochnu lanu ki ma yaday asiyas cheshben and nafshenu al kach l'shem uladaktik aleha. And this is the Sha'ar Cheshben HaNefesh. And according to the Chodesh HaLavavos, Cheshben HaNefesh has a very different meaning than it usually has in Musa Sfarim. He does not talk about Cheshben HaNefesh in terms of, okay, what did I do wrong today? Where did I go wrong? That's Sha'ar HaTshuva. Part of Tshuva is obviously you make what we commonly call Cheshben HaNefesh. His Cheshben HaNefesh is to sit down and think about all of the various aspects of your obligations to Hashem and where it's coming from and how obligated you are and how much Hakaras HaTov you have to have, and this Hashem is your king and Hashem is your master and Hashem is your father. I mean, I'm just throwing out examples. He ends up with 30 aspects of your relationship with Hashem, and he said, like, that's just an example he gives you. He just gives you an example. And he has in Sha'ar Cheshben HaNefesh. So Cheshben HaNefesh in the Chodesh HaLavavos is to give thought to our obligations towards Hashem. And again, this is from the Chodesh HaLavavos' perspective. Not that, you get bar mitzvot, so you gotta. He's coming off Fuke the way most of us live. Please forgive me. That's the way it is. That's why he wrote the Sefer. Because we got, okay, I'm obligated to do this, and I'm obligated to do that, and I'm obligated to do this, and I'm not allowed to do that, and that's how we run our lives. And he's like, that's why he wrote the Sefer. No. You have to think about your relationship with Hashem. I know it sounds very new age, but he was very old age. And he wrote the Sefer in order to get you to think about, like, why am I doing this? Why should I do it? Why should I listen to Hashem? Like, and I should do this kind of mitzvah, and I should want to do Hashem's will, and I want Hashem to be proud of me, and does Hashem exist? He wants you to think about the nature of your relationship, and that's Cheshben HaNefesh, to think about the various aspects of your relationship with Hashem, and that's like major, that's okay. So that's L'fikach Kavati Cheshben HaNefesh Yesod Shmini Lekama Mechodos Halvavos. That's the eighth principle of Chodos Halvavos. Making this cheshbon of your contemplating your relationship vis-a-vis Hashem. Achakach, after that, we're on the last four lines now of page Yud Zayin. Achakach Hashivosi Alibi Inyan Ho'echod Ho'amiti. Again, he relates every single one of the Sha'arim. You must have noticed by now, if you've been with us. He goes back to Sha'ar HaYichud. It all is an outflow and an outgrowth of Hashem's oneness. Because Hashem's oneness really means Hashem is everything. Everything. So I can't even describe it well. Because, again, we're used to saying, okay, Hashem Echad, next. Like, I have nothing else to say. But he wants us to contemplate, to tell you, let's say, in Sha'ar Hachna, until you feel like you're botel, you're nothing, because everything is just a figment of Hashem's imagination. It's very hard to think about, because we have egos, we feel that we exist. You're supposed to feel like you're just a player in a movie, really, and Hashem is the director, and that's all. And you have to play your role. You have to do what He lets you write your own script. But it's really, if you really, really contemplate it, it's very scary, because it really makes a person feel like he has no real existence. But that's really true, ultimately, that right, we don't really exist. It's a scary thing, but that's what he would like us to think about. Anybody, anyway. I think, therefore, I am. It's a complicated inyan. Yes, on one hand, we exist, and what we do matters, and we determine all the olamos and everything with our bechira. On the other hand, Hashem has a script that's going to play out, and everything only happens because it's His will, and nothing ends up happening because it's against His will, and He's above time, so He already knows and has the script of how it's all going to play out. And it's really, at some point, there's a contradiction that we can't resolve, that the human mind can't fathom. It really boils down to good old Yediyah Bechira. Okay, anyway, Bara'iziki Yehudo Belev Sholem, to really, 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 the complete oneness of Hashem, Lo Yitochen B'nefesh Hamamin, you can't reach the level of acting as if all that matters is Hashem's will. In Shiker Es Libo, if you're drunk, if you're intoxicated, B'yein Avas Olam, if you have other agendas and you want other things other than Hashem's will. The Hismaker with Avosu HaBahamis. Avosu HaBahamis doesn't necessarily mean to eat and to drink, because if you eat and drink and you're lucky enough to be able to focus that Hashem wants you to do this, and that's why you're doing it, then that raises the level of the eating and drinking into Avodas Hashem, which is a constant theme in Chodesh HaLevavos. But his point here is that you have another agenda other than Ratzon Hashem, you're not going to be able to get to the point where all that exists for you is Hashem's will. So b'chasha yachshav b'fanos libo ulurokein machshavto, it's only if you make that decision to clear your mind, ulurokein machshavto mimosro sa'olam, to get away from what's unnecessary in the world, they have precious mita'anugod, and I mentioned this Shabbos, that in many sha'orim of the Chodesh HaLevavos, because he's coming from different angles, but he repeats the theme that we're supposed to take out of this world and its physical pleasures only our needs. We're not supposed to go beyond our needs. And he says it from different angles. In Shar HaBitochen he'll say that Hishtadlus only allows you to meet your needs. You're not a person, I mean, this is a very beginning, and please, what I'm saying now is saying it very, very, very superficially. If a person knows he can meet his needs working 4 hours a day, he's not allowed to work 5 hours a day, the Chodesh HaLevavos says. Not only is he not allowed to, much worse than he's not allowed to. He's wasting his time, because nothing's going to be accomplished in that fifth hour. That's what he's saying in Shar HaBitochen. I'm just saying, that's the angle in Shar HaBitochen. In Shar HaBechina, he says, that story that I said over on Shabbos and the Drasha, the two brothers, right? You only take out of the world what you need. In this Shar, he talks about that it's impossible for you to really get into doing Hashem's will as long as you have a different agenda. And that different agenda inevitably is that you want to get more out of this world than your basic needs. Because your basic needs is really Hashem's will that you should take out of this world. Once you want to go beyond that, not as a manifestation of Hashem's will, but as a manifestation of your own tavos, then you can't do it. So it's only through precious, and that's going to be Shara precious. So it's only if you develop precious from Tanugo Olam Hazeh, Yis Avshelo, will it be possible to reach Hayichud Hasholem Belibo. The Yiyu Masiv HaTovim L'Shem Shemayim, as we go on to page Yud Ches. So that sounds very radical, but Mitzvah Shem will learn the Shar, and we'll see it's not so radical at all. L'tikach Kavati Yis Aprishas Ba'olam Yisod Chi L'Kama Mechavis Halbavis. Because you'll say, what happened to the Mechavis Halbavis here? All of a sudden he's giving Musar, and he's talking about being Nenim and Olam Hazeh. That's not what you say. But if I want that, I would go learn the Silas Hasharim. What am I learning Chayvus Halbavus for? So he explains in his Akdama that to have your lave just only involved in Ratzon Hashem, to develop that attitude, you're going to have to lose your Hamshacha to Ta'anuge Olam Hazeh. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to fully devote your mind, your heart, your soul to doing Hashem's will. Okay, that's number 9. I mean, he elaborates and he explains, and it's Hashem, as we go through the Sefer, we'll talk about these things. I hold the Chayyus HaVavis is very down to earth. Very down to earth. Sometimes he says things that seemingly are impossible or very hard to do, but he explains why it's necessary, and sometimes it takes a lot of work. Sometimes it takes a lifetime of work, and he doesn't expect to do you in a year or two or a decade or two. But he explains the way things are supposed to be. Again, this idea that everything is only doing Hashem's will. He says you're not going to be able to do it unless you develop a law, Avos Hashem. Because a person, you know, nobody's stand. You're not going to be able to do it. He says, unless you want to do it. That's really what he's saying. Unless you want to do it, unless you see it as a fulfillment of your own desires. This is why he's very down to earth. Because if you don't see it as a fulfillment of what you want to do, because you love Hashem, and he tells you techniques how to develop a love of Hashem. But if you don't develop, the reason I put, he says, Avos Hashem as Shar HaSiri, Shar Avodas Hashem, is because if you don't see things that way, if you don't have that love, then you're not going to be able to reach the level that you want to reach, because you're not going to reach it with threats of punishment. You're not going to reach it with Mesiras Nefesh in the sense of, oh boy, like, it's not going to work. You have to see it as a fulfillment of your innermost desires, that you want to do it. So you have to develop that attitude. That's the only way you'll be able to do it. So therefore he writes a shara about how to develop the attitude of Avos Hashem. Umasha chayobin on ulo min ha'ava l'ritzono and v'hayira mecharono, that's part of it. Ava and yira is, because not yira ha'onesh. This is like yira of someone you love that you don't want them to be cross at you, because you want to have a loving relationship. So he says you're afraid of his anger, not in the sense of punishment, but in the sense of you're afraid of the angry, and you don't want him to be angry. You want him to love you, because you want to have that loving relationship. Asher heim pachlitz ha'osher v'hayisurin, k'mo shomer achosel olav ha'sholom, ki rega b'yapo, chayim b'rtzono. I'm not sure how he understands the pasuk. Ki rega biapo chayim b'ritzono is that his ratzon is chayim. Ki rega biapo, I'm not sure. L'tikach kavati avos Hashem yisala yisada v'yisromam yisod asiri l'kama mechavis halvavis. Chashen is barely kolzeh, everything I just described b'shikol adas, because he had to pick 10 principles. Because it's such a vast inyan. So he picked these 10 principles based on what he just explained. Chakarti Olav Menakosav V'Hamosar. Here again we see the his Mahalach HaMachshava, which always first comes logic and common sense, then comes Torah Shebiksav, then comes Torah Shebaalpeh. So he slips it here again in this sentence. Chashim Hasbarli calls it B'shikol Adas, Fakarti Olav Min HaKosov, V'HaMosur, that's Torah Shebaalpeh. U'mitzosav V'hem Chayza Pomim Rabos, and I found that it's repeated and it's explained many, many times. V'avor called Dover B'hem B'shar Shalos, so I'll be able to explain it all clearly, each one in its own shah. In Yirtza Hashem. Stop here. Yikes. I didn't realize.